listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
We welcome you to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Tim, here with Amanda.
Hello.
And we're so excited today to have a conversation with David Brandon. And Amanda, you had this conversation. This professional in our industry is quite the leader.
He is, Tim. I loved my conversation with David Brandon. He is the Senior Vice President for Site Selection Group. He's had tons of experience in the industry. He was previously a principal of the Pathfinders, which many of you may be familiar with. He's worked with over five governors, which in itself is impressive. And as you listen to the interview with David, you'll really hear that he is all about the business of people. The best marketing strategy, in his opinion, is building relationships, having that personal contact, picking up the phone, some of the things that sometimes get lost in today's fast-paced world of digital technology. So I hope that you'll take a few minutes, check out the interview with David, and see what you can do to improve your strategy around the relationships with people. So, David, thank you so much for joining us today. Before we get started on some of the tough questions, what are three things that everyone should know about you who's listening today?
Well, I think number one, I've been involved in this business for almost 40 years. And so I've had a pretty broad base of experience during that period of time on both sides of the aisle, on both the economic development side and the site selection side. I worked for five governors running economic development programs in two states, Delaware and Texas, and really began the process of my site selection career following my stint as executive director of the Texas Economic Development Commission and the Texas Department of Commerce in the mid-1980s by joining a little company called the Pathfinders, which I was with for 20 years before coming to the site selection group now 8 years ago. So, all in all, I've had a broad base of experience with a host of different kinds of companies worldwide. Today, I'm responsible for overseeing our manufacturing and logistics practice.
Yeah, it sounds like you've had a wealth of experience. How did you first get involved in site selection, and what did you like about it so much that made you stay?
Well, one of the things that I've liked about site selection from the very beginning is I believe in every day is a learning opportunity, and site selection gives me an opportunity to learn about many things that and many people that I didn't have much experience with at the outset. Mm-hmm. I love to know how people make things. I love to know how businesses operate. I'm fascinated by how people interact. And so in 1987, I was on a goose hunt with fellow who at that point in time was the corporate director of real estate for 3M, a guy named Jim Stoker, who became a fast friend. And we talked about the issue of site selection in the business. And at that point in time, it was a fairly young enterprise. And I was able to join a company, the Pathfinders, at that point to get involved in the site selection end of the equation. And from that point forward, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And with each succeeding day, it's increasingly challenging, and I learn new things all the time. So I found it really rewarding.
Yeah, that's great. I know new challenges are something that kind of keep us all loving this field that we're in. You've talked about learning opportunities and the things that you've learned over the years. Can you share with us maybe your one inside secret that you've learned to lean on when you're assessing communities for a project?
Well, I think the one thing that we have a tendency to forget in all of our digital pastimes is that this remains a business of people. Mm-hmm. And the better we understand the people with whom we're dealing, the better we understand their roles and the projects with which we're wrestling, the better we understand how most effectively to interact with those people, the more successful and the more effective we'll be in arriving at sound conclusions with regard to, you know, optimum locations and judgments about specific communities.
Sure. So in terms of relationships, how do you recommend people best go about building those? What sort of marketing strategies or relationship building opportunities work best for you in particular?
Well, again, I'm an old analog guy just trying to get along. And with that in mind, I believe in phone calls as much as I believe in emails.
Yeah.
I believe in personal contact as much as I believe in sharing, you know, bits and bytes. And so to the extent that you can establish personal relationships with people through industry associations, through the typical marketing functions that your economic development program, or in our case, your site selection company, it may be involved, is a way that, you know, I've found that has been most effective in creating a sense of confidence, a sense of awareness, an understanding of who you are and what you can accomplish. Honesty is a very important issue in building those relationships.
Yeah, and one of the things that I planned on asking you was, for a community with a limited budget, what are some of the most effective tools to invest in? But I think you really answered that in terms of reaching out and the personal connection, the personal touch. That is obviously something that doesn't have a huge price tag on it.
No, it doesn't. And you can do that, I think, at a relatively low cost, even if it involves travel or some other commitment of money, because, throughout the country, and certainly in Michigan, you know, that there are, you know, multiple opportunities for cooperative efforts that the state or regional organizations are sponsoring, which, a smaller community can participate in at a relatively low cost. And so if you keep in mind the need to understand your prospective client, you need to understand the people involved in that company, and then leverage the resources that are available to you from state or regional organizations, I think you can make an even bigger impact on developing those personal relationships.
Absolutely. Can you cite, do you have an example, kind of a best case practice of a community or a state that really went above and beyond in a project that you've worked on recently?
Well, I think we did a project interestingly enough, in southeastern Tennessee with a Michigan company expanding to serve a growing automobile and automotive manufacturing market in that part of the country. And we were charged with the responsibility of finding a fairly highly specialized building for which we scoured the entire southeast. And found an opportunity in a small town in southeastern Tennessee, about 50 miles from Chattanooga, that fit our needs quite nicely. That community interceded with the existing owner of the building for us, who was dragging its feet in regard to making the building available.
Mm-hmm.
That community financed the entire acquisition of that building. Helped to establish a program to enhance the infrastructure of the building, to clean the site, and fundamentally to make this a habitable and acceptable location for a company that manufactured automobile components, primarily blow-molded plastic components for virtually every major auto assembly maker, and was able to create a financial, a financial transaction that was not only cost effective for the client, but also enabled them to enhance their speed to market concerns and get this thing done very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
State of Tennessee was also extremely helpful. Local community colleges and training enterprises were extremely helpful. But the community itself was very creative and very enthusiastically aggressive about making this deal.
Yeah, I love to hear those stories of collaboration and just ultimately amazing customer service, people going kind of above and beyond what would maybe be typically expected or just kind of the basic requirement.
I think that's exactly what we experienced. And interestingly enough, as other communities learned about the potential for this project in Southeast Tennessee, many of them stepped forward with incredibly attractive offers that, had things been different, had that building not been available in this location, probably would have swayed us to a different community. But the community at large that we ultimately came to rest in, again, was very aggressive, was very supportive, responded very, very quickly, and brought all the proper players to bear on this project to make sure that it happened within a time frame that satisfied our need to get into the marketplace.
Yeah, all of those things you love to hear coming together. Before we close, if you could tell a room full of economic developers just one thing, if you had all of their ears, what would you tell them?
Well, I think, first of all, the quality of the information that you possess and that you collect is critical in providing a solid foundation for a defensible solution and accurate set of decisions. But before that, I think it's very important to understand that you've got to know your client. You've got to know the project with which your client is involved. If not as well as the client itself, virtually that well. And to do that, I think you have to fall back on a comment I made a little while ago, and that is at the end of the day, it's a people business. And so establishing a solid foundation, a solid relationship on a professional basis with the individuals involved for the client in completing this project will ultimately result in better quality information, more information, and a clearer, much clearer understanding of what the principal drivers for the project are, and what the primary objectives for the project are, and what the operations charter will be, so that you can truly forge a response to the project that can make it a winner for your community.
Excellent advice. David, thank you so much for your time today, and thanks for being one of North America's top 50 site consultants.
It's my pleasure, and the best to you.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me @ Ron Kitchens.